Welcome back to another episode of the Sisters in Christ podcast. Today we are talking about something simple yet deeply revealing, our words. Because our words are not just sounds we release, they are expressions of what we love, what we value, and what fills our hearts. Proverbs 15 shows us that the way we speak is a window into our souls. When our hearts are satisfied in God, our words tend to reflect peace, patience, and grace. But when our hearts are restless or self-focused, our words can wound, divide, and destroy. This conversation is not just about speaking better. It is about treasuring Christ more deeply so that what flows from us reflects Him. Because when God becomes our greatest joy, even our words begin to change. So get your coffee, your tea, and your favorite hot cocoa if need be, or whatever your favorite drink, and join Pamela, Vanessa, and I as we explore Proverbs chapter 15. Welcome, Pam and Vanessa.
Hi, Tamara. Good to be here.
We are talking about the power of words, women. It is.
Yes.
Okay. It is said that words are powerful. Mm-hmm. As the scriptures indicate, they can create and destroy, build and burn down, save and condemn. So let's talk about it, sisters. Why do gentle responses change the direction of difficult conversations?
Proverbs 15:1, a gentle answer turns away wrath, but a harsh word stirs up anger. And I prove this over and over. If you're in a situation and you retort with gentleness, it diffuses the problem. We had a client who had a sibling, a younger sibling who also had an account. And the older client felt that we were treating the younger sibling better. Just by perception. And so this was years ago. This is more than 15 years ago. And so the client called up and he said he felt that, you know, we weren't giving him special treatment like we were with the younger sibling. And he wanted to close out his account. And I tried to convince him that that was not the case, but he wanted to close the account. So I drafted a nice letter, you know, thanking him for the service and wishing him well. And back then we didn't have emails like we did now, where you could send those correspondence via emails. Well, by the time he got the letter, he called and he said he wanted to meet me personally. And so we met and he came in the room and he said, I don't want to close my account out. I just felt that that's, you know, that was going on. And I said, no, that was not the case. So that gentle response to him changed his mind and made him wanted to stay. And he did stay. He kept his account with us. I think, you know, it is a powerful posture, gentleness. It's a powerful posture. And what we've been learning over the past episodes is really the character and the heart of God. And these are things that make us in the eyes of God look strong, but in the world sometimes look weak.
Yeah. And there is a saying that says, cooler heads prevail, and which means patience and reason and calming down will successfully resolve a stressful, tense, or aggressive situation. And a lot of the times in homes, we don't know how to let cooler heads prevail when it comes to rowing. We go tit for tat. We go, I know my husband, my late husband, he was one, he never wanted to argue. I would bring up something and then I want to get it out, you know? Mm-hmm. And he would always walk away from an argument. And he always had the cooler head. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, sometimes he'll go to sleep and I'm like, I ain't finished talking about this yet.
You're in bed, you're full of spirit. Yeah.
But that's how he was. And he had a humility about him. Yeah. You know, he allowed love to cover a multitude of sins. Yes.
And you know what? When you pause, sometimes you realize it's not as serious as you thought it was. Mm-hmm. And I guess that's the flesh who don't want to get to that point. Because I want to have to say, I want to say what I feel like saying. I don't want me to forget this and this to ease. I want to say what I want to say and say it in the way that I want to say it. But when we allow cooler heads to prevail, sometimes you realize that's not even that serious.
Exactly. Mm-hmm.
Feeling heard often softens hearts and opens the door to connection. Remember when Jesus was reviled, scripture says he reviled not, but he kept entrusting himself to the one who judges rightly. We want to be the right. Listen, I can get my point across because I want you to know I am right on this point. But that's not humility.
No.
That is pride. And so we have to recognize that there's some things in us that we need to surrender to the Lord and observe and through scripture how Christ responded in various situations. Mm-hmm. And we ought to follow that his lead and live the way he lived.
Mm-hmm. And then to Tamara and Vanessa, when we are gentle in our response, it also creates the space for understanding, connection, and closeness. Mm-hmm. See, if I'm always talking at you and you're talking at me, but we're not talking together, then we are drifting apart. But if we can humble ourselves and allow the other person to say what hurts them, what is giving them pain or causing pain, then we will get connection if we can just calm down and hear each other out. You may realize, well, that's what it was. Okay, I thought. And a lot of times we do that. Someone may say something or do something and we thought that they have this against us and or they were thinking this towards, when in fact they weren't even thinking about us.
Right. Yeah. The kind response shows that we are not ruled by our emotions, but we are guided by the wisdom of God. Mm-hmm. And gentleness has the power to interrupt cycles of anger, defensiveness, and conflict. Mm-hmm. And doesn't mean avoiding truth. Yeah. Because we think if we avoid something, we divert the conflict. Mm-hmm. It means delivering truth with wisdom, grace, and self-control. Mm-hmm. Avoidance doesn't that doesn't solve the problem.
No, it's just causing it to build.
Yes.
But when that dam breaks, then it's going to be craziness.
No pun intended. When it breaks.
So we have to deal with it, but deal with it in wisdom.
Yes, we do. We do have to deal with it with wisdom. Ladies, what role does wise counsel play in decision making? This is important. Mm-hmm. You know? There is safety in the multitude of counsel.
It provides perspective and things that we don't things that we might overlook. In the Bible, there was David's son Absalom revolted against him, and he asked for counsel, but David prayed, Lord, let the counsel of Ahithophel be as foolishness
I'm
to him.
I'm telling you. And I prayed a couple of times, a couple of people.
Let his counsel be as foolishness. And he was seeking counsel, but David had a friend named Hushai who went and gave him counsel that was contrary to his benefit.
Yes.
And in the multitude of counsel, David got the victory.
Yes.
Although Absalom was looking for counsel, he prayed against the wisdom of Ahithophel. And so
listen, that's some good advice for the believer. You're in the workplace or wherever you are in church and you're having problems and you know you God has given you a direction and they're working against you. Pray, even in the house of assembly. Pray that the counsel of the foolish will be diverted. Like the God would make their counsel foolishness. Those who wish harm and evil and want to see destruction, pray it. Mm-hmm. Intercessors, you heard that? You have your marching orders. That is serious. Mm-hmm. That shows the importance mm-hmm. of the Holy Spirit ruling in various spheres mm-hmm. and the ability for the Lord. He responded to David's mm-hmm. prayer and did as David said. Mm-hmm. So God is responsible for giving wisdom and withholding it.
Yeah. He is protecting his own. He protects his own.
And I'm so grateful to the Lord for him being that type of God.
Proverbs 15 and 22. Plans fail for lack of counsel, but with many advisors, they succeed. Yes. And for, to me, this is a form of humility. Mm-hmm. This is accepting that you don't have all the answers and you don't know everything. And so you are opening yourself up for wise counsel. Yeah. And wise counsel serve a lot of purposes, but it also reduces blind spots. Mm-hmm. You know, if you just focusing on yourself, you know everything, you nobody needs to tell you anything, then there are things that, you know, you can't see. You can't see that this path that you're going on is wrong. But if you just listen to people, you don't have to take what everyone says, right. But it opens your perspective. Mm-hmm. Listen and say, okay, that's interesting. I didn't think about it that way. Tell me some more about that so that you can make the best decision possible.
But pride sometimes withholds this whole, you know, keeps us back.
Yes.
From receiving counsel because one, we don't want people to know the dilemma that we are in.
Yes.
And then if the Lord is telling you mm-hmm. that he intends for us mm-hmm. to seek counsel so we can get information to help us, mm-hmm. doesn't that mean if we do not, we're dismissing the grace of God within that particular sphere? Mm-hmm. Because mm-hmm. God never intended for us to do life alone.
No. Right.
You know, wise counsel protects us from that isolation, mm-hmm. pride, and unnecessary mistakes. So sometimes the wisdom we need comes through trusted, trusted believers who can lovingly mm-hmm. speak truth mm-hmm. into what like Pam says, those blind spots. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And so that is important that we determine who in the work world, they call it your boardroom. Mm-hmm. But in the spiritual world, we would call it your spiritual sphere or circle mm-hmm. of counselors mm-hmm. that you can trust to say something to. You know they will be confident in it. They will not share your information, but they will be truthful to you. Mm-hmm. I don't want to be fluffed.
No.
I prefer that someone I know loves me, mm-hmm. tells me, speak the truth in love to me. Right? Mm-hmm. And sometimes some of that truth is hard.
Yeah.
And it causes us to, you know, shiver sometimes. But I rather that than to see me walking down a road of destruction mm-hmm. and don't say a word. That means you hate me.
Yeah. And wisdom is surrounding yourself with those type of people. You know them. You know what they're about before you even seek to ask for counsel. And if it's one thing I do not appreciate around me is yes, yes people.
Yeah.
My inner circle can speak to me straight up. And for the most part, my inner circle can tell me anything I don't know but myself. I already know it.
The Holy Spirit reveals that you know.
I know it. I remember this is early on in my walk with God, I used this counsel thing to my advantage and it was not aligned, I believe, with God's word. So when I was in high school, I really wanted to be on the cheerleading squad. I really wanted that position. And
wow,
I
didn't see that for you.
If you were there, you would have told me that. And I really wanted to be in, and I was a Christian, and I thought, Pam, that's not for you, but I wanted it. Now, there was this young lady in church. She was like a couple of years older than I was. And we always looked up to her because whenever there was a time for testimony, she would always stand up and testify. But we were afraid, you know, when you're young, you'd be like, okay, I'm not strong enough to go and testify. But there was something about me, not even though I looked up to her, I didn't see her as a strong, strong Christian. Mm. So I thought to myself, okay, I'm not going to go and ask a mature Christian if I should be on this cheerleading squad. I'm going to her because I felt she was going to tell me.
Yes.
It was okay. Mm-hmm. And sure enough, I went to her and she said, no, God doesn't have a problem with that. There's nothing wrong with that. I said, okay, then we go on the cheerleading squad. And sure enough.
That is dangerous.
I was on the cheerleading squad.
Was that wise or foolish counsel?
Foolish. But the flesh had the upper hand then because I wanted to be on this cheerleading squad even though I felt that I should not be on it. But the key is wisdom. We have to be wise and seek out those that good counsel that can help us. Help us, give us a perspective. And like I said, you don't necessarily have to do everything your counselors say, but it gives you an opportunity to look at things from different angles and make the best decision possible. So wise counsel is very important.
Yeah, through biblical community, accountability, and wise counsel, the Lord shapes us, corrects us, and keeps us grounded in his truth. Mm-hmm. So thankful to him for that. Mm-hmm. Ladies, why does Proverbs prioritize peace over material success?
I think that peace and contentment is more important because you can sleep because you don't have to worry about who's coming after you for what you have or what you possess. You can also have peace of mind that you are doing things right when you're not focused on material things. I think a peaceful life is more fulfilling when you don't have stress over the worries of money and conflict that comes from having so much. Mm-hmm. My husband just died, and I looked at all that he had accomplished in his life. Mm-hmm. And I said, you know what? He left everything here.
Everything.
And the only thing that he took with him is what he did for Christ.
Oh, yes.
And I said, you know, the riches of this world don't mean much at the end of the day.
No.
Because you leave it all here for someone else to enjoy.
And the Bible says you don't know whether they'll be a wise or a fool.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So that in itself is a message.
Yeah. And the word said, better a little with the fear of the Lord than great wealth with turmoil. Mm-hmm. I don't know about you, but I find in this season, it seems as if the love of money,
greed.
It's that greed. Mm-hmm. And people are prepared to do any and everything to get more of it. There's nothing wrong with money. We need money.
Mm-hmm.
Money answered all things.
Yes,
if you want to help the poor, if you want to do something, you need money.
Yeah.
But I think what is being misplaced is the love of it.
Mm-hmm.
And when you move away from the principles of God, to get it without thinking about who you're impacting along the way.
Mm-hmm.
Better is a little. So God's saying, if you fear me and have a little, you're in good standing.
Yes.
Because he owns the cattle on the thousand hills. Mm-hmm. So we will not be in lack because he owns all of that. And we just have to ask him and he will bless us. Than great riches with turmoil.
Yes. And not only that, it says, better, Proverbs 16:8 says, better is little with righteousness than great income with injustice. And so the story is told, well, Jesus told a parable of the landowner who had so much fruits and plentiful success. And he said, what do I will do? I'll say to my soul, build down, tear down barns and build bigger ones. And I will store up my fruits and goods. And I will say, soul, thou hast much goods. Take thine ease, eat, drink, and be merry.
Wow.
But God said unto him, thou fool, this night thy soul is required of thee. Then whose things shall those be that you have provided? So he that lays up treasure for himself and is not rich towards God, so is he.
That's right. That's right.
You know, I said this before. You know, I went to probably 3 funerals so far for the year. I ain't seen no house,
nothing in
no car, no money, nothing in that coffin.
Oh, yeah.
It's just the body. And like you say, Vanessa, only what's done for Christ
will last. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Philippians 4:11-13, Paul says, I am not saying this because I am in need, for I have learned to be content, whatever the circumstances. I know what it is to be in need, and I know what it is to have plenty. I have learned the secret of being content in any and every situation, whether well-fed or hungry, whether living in plenty or in want. I can do all things through who?
Christ.
Christ, Christ, who gives me the strength.
Yes. And I think that's a good principle for us as believers tomorrow, to not go and kill out ourselves, burn out ourselves to get more money.
Yeah.
But to trust in God.
Trust in him.
Work is good. Hard work is good. And trust in him to provide for us and allow him to direct us when he does bless us. Yeah. Because with the story that Vanessa just said, if he had gone, take some of that money, help the poor, he would have been storing up treasures in heaven.
Right.
But no, he won't break down and build a bigger one for himself. And he didn't get to benefit from it.
Yes, yes, yes. Ladies, for our final question, Pam and Vanessa, why is humility essential for growth?
Proverbs 15:33. Wisdom's instruction is to fear the Lord, and humility comes before honor. I think that is so powerful. Humility is so important in our walk with God. It's not thinking less of yourself. It's just not putting yourself higher than you should, right? And humility keeps us open to learning. We grow, Tamara and Vanessa, when we accept that we do not know everything. I do not know everything. And so that's why I would come to Vanessa. What do you think about this, Vanessa? Tamara, what do you think about this? Humility opens up to learn and to grow in God's grace.
Yeah, just like a child who asks questions in order to understand how things work. A humble person says, teach me, O Lord, the ways of thy statutes, and I shall keep it until the end. And so we have to be humble enough to go to God and say, Lord, I don't know. Teach me.
Help me.
Oh, yeah.
Help me. I love that, Vanessa. So when we truly understand the holiness of God, who he is, his majesty and his power, humility becomes the proper response. We put him in his rightful place. He is our teacher. He is our friend. He is our counselor. And so we recognize that every area of spiritual growth is ultimately the result of God's grace working in us. So as we end today's conversation, Proverbs 15 reminds us that our words matter because our hearts matter. Speech is never merely external. It reveals what is happening within us. And the good news of the gospel is that God does not simply call us to better behavior. He transforms us from the inside out. Mm-hmm. Vanessa, can you close us in prayer, please?
Yes, let's pray. Lord, we thank you for the reminder that our words carry power. Help us, Lord, to speak with wisdom, respond with gentleness, and listen with understanding. Guard our hearts so that what flows from our mouths reflect your love, your patience, and truth. Teach us to value humility, to seek wise counsel, and pursue peace in all that we do. In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen. 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 Amen.